Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen 10 in the morning now on KNSS 848 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A man is dead after a motorcycle crash in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood.
Two.
Sedgwick County COVID-19 cases now more than 2,400. Statewide cases more than 20,000.
One.
Kansas State Fair canceled, but some events will still be allowed. Three big things. Stephen 10 on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We take a look at an injury traffic accident in East Wichita near Bailey and Webb, a little bit south of Lincoln and Webb, very near Harrison Park. One victim with minor injuries, but we'll see some first responders at that location checking that out at Bailey and Webb. That's traffic update. KNSS traffic all morning long been brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And you can go online to carlstire.com. It's your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Partly sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain and a high of 91. Now mostly cloudy, we've got an east wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. 8:50 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. U.S. consumer prices increased 0.6% in June after 3 months of declines, with a big jump in gasoline prices accounting for over half of the gain. Labor Department reported today that the increase in its consumer price index followed declines of 0.4% in March, 0.8% in April, and 0.1% in May, as the hit to demand caused by the widespread shutdowns of the economy kept a lid on prices. Now they're going back up. Some new statistics showing that Texas is having a tougher time fighting coronavirus than previously thought.
This is House Call for Health. In San Antonio, Texas, one out of five people getting coronavirus tests are testing positive, and young people are not immune.
In Methodist Hospital today, we have several 20-year-olds and several 30-year-olds that are critically ill.
Dr. Jane Appleby is chief medical officer at Methodist Hospital. In comments provided by the hospital, she spoke about one troubling case.
We cared for a 30-year-old patient at Methodist Hospital who told their nurse that they had attended a COVID party. This is a party held by somebody diagnosed with the COVID virus, and the thought is that people get together and to see if the virus is real and if anyone gets infected.
Dr. Appleby calls this an avoidable death.
Just before the patient died, they looked at their nurse and they said, "I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not."
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Stocks gave up an early gain and turned lower Monday in another day of roller coaster trading. The S&P fell 30 points. Technology companies, which led the market higher in the morning, led it lower in the afternoon. Investors were discouraged to see that California extended a shutdown of bars and indoor dining and ordered gyms, churches, and hair salons closed in most places as coronavirus cases keep rising. The Dow squeaked out a gain of 10 points. The Nasdaq closed down 227 points. Now, local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The search begins for another tenant for the Gander Mountain building after spending $500,000 on a renovation to turn the former Waterwalk big box retail store into an office. King of Freight's owner, Mike Rickliffs, announced last week that he was stepping away from the building the company moved into earlier this year. And now KW Commercial's Will Harmon has the challenge of marketing an 86,000-square-foot property. McClatchy has announced a winning bid to buy its business as part of the newspaper publisher's bankruptcy auction. The winner was McClatchy's biggest debtor, New York-based hedge fund Chatham Asset Management. The deal must be approved by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. A hearing is scheduled for July 24th. Value of the transaction was not released. Of course, McClatchy, the owners of the Wichita Eagle, as well as the Kansas City Star. And the Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas has announced a grant of nearly $1 million that will be used to help people return to society after incarceration. The Wichita-based organization says it is getting just over $992,000 as part of the Pathway Home Grant through the U.S. Department of Labor and the Midwest Urban Strategies Partnership. And that's business news this morning for you from the Wichita Business Journal. 8:53 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we've been talking about the State Fair not going to be going on this year. And that's really sad. And Hutchinson, a big part of the Hutchinson economy. If you're going to talk about the economy there, Hutch has that. You got that junior college basketball tournament every year that was national tournament that's gone on for how long has that gone on? 50, 60
since
years?
Since the 40s.
A long time. Yeah. They don't have that. Of course, you've got the Cosmosphere up there that's a good attraction. But you probably haven't been let
people sure
in there.
Like all museums, I'm sure they're struggling as well.
They're having a problem. So anyway, Hutch, we feel for you. And one of my favorite cities, Hutchinson, hope things turn up and get going the other way. All right, Ted, it's 8:54, Steve and Ted, and another fine morning here with the Steve and Ted Show. We'll be here tomorrow, I'm reasonably sure.
Just a note, tomorrow is a special day for us here with Steve and Ted.
We
want you to make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Yeah. You're going to tell us? A lot of people know.
Well, tomorrow you are celebrating your 50th anniversary in radio here in Wichita.
That's right. That's 50 years ago tomorrow.
It all began 50 years ago tomorrow, so we're going to have a special show tomorrow.
And Ted, if you can think of anything you'd like to ask, we've already done an interview for our issue show this last weekend. You and I.
I'm sure we'll hit some reminiscences tomorrow, maybe hear from people from your past.
Well, be nice.
Who knows?
Yeah. Today is, if you want to celebrate something today, National Nude Day, I guess take off your clothes and walk down
the street. We're going at it a day early, aren't we?
Yeah, National Nude Day, celebrated by naturists everywhere, those people who like to go out and have their little parties out in the woods naked. I tell you what, I'm just too modest. I couldn't do that. I couldn't go to a naked beach.
There's been so few people here in this building lately. I could walk around nude and nobody would know.
We could do the show. Nobody would know. All right, Ted, coming up, Glenn Beck, top of the hour in the 9 o'clock hour. Chance the Rapper supports Kanye West for president. That ought to be interesting.
An endorsement.
Yeah. We also have news at 9 o'clock this morning. A man is dead after a motorcycle crash in the Riverside area. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
In the spirit of Independence Day, Farha Roofing is giving away a free roof to a veteran. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs a new roof, please submit a picture of the roof and a short story about the veteran's service via our website at farharoofing.com by July 31st. A winner will be drawn on August 1st, and Farha Roofing will install the winner's new roof the week of Veterans Day. For more information...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.